providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Good Tuesday afternoon to everyone out there. I am Josh Lawler here. This is Prep Talk. I'm usually joined by Dylan Diemert, but he is not going to be in today. So it's just Jay and I here in the studio. We're going to talk about some local sports. It's the completion of week one has come and gone.
What's up, everybody? Exciting week one.
Very exciting week one.
My microphone got like higher than usual.
Yeah, I don't know who did that.
That's a little better. Okay.
Yours truly. Anyways, we saw some really good games this week, Jay. We were present for one of them. Game of the week being Coleman at home versus Mortimer Jordan. I got to call that game. That was a very close game all the way down to the end. That's 2 weeks in a row for Coleman that it's that close. But we didn't, of course, can't be everywhere at one time. There were wonderful games all across the county. We're going to talk about those here for a little bit as Jay finds a seat across the way from me here, staring out onto wonderful Eva Road. Nice, beautiful day here for a little while as we watch the sunset. But that's not sports, Jay. So, I don't know if you've had any time to study up on this, Jay.
I studied up on stuff that we're not allowed to talk about.
Oh, boy.
College football.
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't watch a single bit of college football this Saturday because we wound up going to Chattanooga.
Okay.
To the aquarium up there, and that filled my Saturday.
Well, there was plenty to talk about with local sports, too, so let's dig into it.
Oh, I'm not connected to the internet. I'll fix that in a minute, and you'll have a little run-through. But I've taken quite a few notes. There's a bunch of stuff to talk about. Coleman County's got one heck of a sports system right now. Football in particular, a lot of talented young men playing football every Friday night. So if you've got a school near you, go out and sit and watch it. If you enjoy football, it will be the thing to watch. There were four teams this week in which at least one young man on each team scored more than three touchdowns by himself.
Wow.
Yeah, it was insane.
Well, I remember last week, coming out of the week, every county team was undefeated with the exception of the team that played another county team.
Exactly.
Somebody had to lose.
Eight and one. So, and that's only because Fairview had to play West Point.
Right.
So I've got all those numbers.
Okay.
We're
going
to go at it. The undefeated after week one, because week zero is, and this was week one. Anyways, undefeated so far, West Point. Which game of the week this week is West Point and
a lot of people have been talking
Hamilton,
about that game since
Hamilton,
last week.
Yep.
Yeah,
so we'll be live from West
from
Point.
West Point. Yep, that's confirmed.
First time I'll ever set foot on West Point's campus, so I'm excited about that. But they're undefeated so far, 2-0 record. Cold Springs, 2-0 record. Good Hope and Holly Pond. So not really a list that surprises anyone all that much. And as
I think I've heard those schools all mentioned before.
Yes, yes,
some of the best county.
And my
school
schedule is in my bag.
It's all good.
Yep.
I can talk a little bit about Coleman. You know, we were at that game last Friday night, and it was kind of the conversation, you know, in and out over Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
with many people whom I hung out with. And, you know, Coleman is a very young team this year. They graduated most of their senior players.
Okay.
And the majority of their team is freshmen and sophomore players.
Okay.
So, I mean, they are still performing really well for being such a young team.
Yes, yes. And I saw a quote. I can't quote it exactly for you, but I saw a quote from
something along the lines of
Puckett.
Why do you keep asking me these
right.
questions over
well,
and over again? Well, I can't give you a different answer.
He was very I don't want to call him a martyr, but he absorbed all of the blame for Friday night's loss. You know, it being so close, and he didn't get to coach offensive players as much as he wanted to this week and that kind of thing, which I take quite a bit of respect for, because if you go back a week prior, he puts all of the success on the players in the last minute win that they saved his butt. End quote.
Back up a little. Who are we talking about? Coach Plunkett?
Plunkett. Okay. Yes. I couldn't remember his last name. I was trying to avoid saying his name. But a little bit of radio magic there. So he gave.
As the entire listening audience is like, did we go from who? Saban to.
No, not Saban. Not Saban.
I was just wondering when we interviewed Saban. I thought that was a pretty cool moment. And why was I not invited?
We didn't interview Plunkett either. But I piggybacked that off of someone else.
Gotcha.
Anyways, but I thought that was a really neat thing for him to do.
We have to give a shout-out again to Coleman High School for allowing us to come on campus and covering that game. We had a great time.
It was a great time. And side note, it's not sports-related, but had the Bearcat basket while I was there, and it was a delicious set of chicken fingers. And what did Dylan have? Dylan had the barbecue nachos, and he raved about that.
Okay.
So all the amenities were wonderful at Coleman High School.
And I had a wonderful shower about the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Actually, everyone else did. I stayed behind and stayed
you
dry.
You could not have asked for a better
environment.
Dramatic.
And weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Mortimer Jordan rushes down, kicks the field goal. As soon as it goes through the uprights, it pours. Right? Yeah. And so everybody's standing there behind us. At the booth, I would have not wanted it. Well, I would have wanted it slightly different. I would have liked to see Coleman go the distance,
right?
You know, with that last drive. But interesting note, and we'll jump straight to the stats for that game.
Yep.
Interesting note, Coleman went scoreless in the second half. Mortimer Jordan's defense turned it on. I don't know what he said in the locker room that fired those kids up, but no score from Coleman they allowed. Matter of fact, Coleman's offense went negative 2 yards in the second half.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was like 164 total, so they got 166 yards, total offensive yards in the first half, and that was it, right? But it was tough. I think the week prior, Coleman's quarterback, Doolin got over 200-something yards in passing alone, so that shows you the strength of Mortimer Jordan's defense. And I actually happened to go down in that area over the weekend, Labor Day. We were down there talking to some of the folks we go to church with, and they live down there. And they informed me that, you know, Mortimer Jordan's always a good football team, and they always stand a chance, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, you look at their defense. They proved it. So negative yardage, scoreless in the second half. That's a pretty tough loss, because that's not just a loss. That's a loss. Oh, by the way, offensively, you did nothing in the second half. And then next week they're going to Decatur. Or is it at Decatur?
Decatur or Austin? I think it's Decatur. It used to be called Austin, I think.
Austin, really?
Well, there was an Austin High School that we used to play.
Oh, okay. Well, the schedule says Decatur, and it's at Decatur.
Yeah.
So really tough. Really tough schedule for Coleman right here to come off of that brutal loss, and then turn around and go to Decatur. And from what I understand, Decatur's going to be a tough game too. You know, they've always got a good football team.
Yep.
But that was about it. If you missed our coverage of the Coleman football game, you can, excuse me while I ignore this phone call. you can always go out onto our Facebook page and find it there.
Yep.
We rebroadcast it there, and it will sit for eternia.
Yep. And it's on our on-demand page, too, on our website, live95coleman.com. You can go click on on-demand.
Yeah.
And as I told some people last week, and they were shocked to hear this, you can find any of our programs all the way back to the day we went on the air.
And that's pretty cool. I need to go back and listen to, like, the very first thing that ran and see how that compares to today.
It's like, wow, we're here. We have a radio station. This is cool.
Yeah, right.
I can't say that we're any more professional today. But,
no. And I wouldn't have it any other way, you know? So the Coleman game was pretty good. And like I said, you can hear it all live, and summaries are out there.
Yep. I do want to take a wider view for just a minute if you're new to this time slot. We started doing this last week, but we're going to be talking local sports. We hope that we're going to keep this going all the way through the spring. And we'll be, you know, keeping you up to date on what's happening from a local sports standpoint. And moving forward, we are going to basically invite anybody in the county who has anything to do with sports and media to come join us. Letters are going to be going out this week. So if you happen to be a photographer for a local newspaper or even another radio station that has some sports coverage, we would like to turn this into a little more of a roundtable. If you happen to be catching our Facebook Live video right now, there's all this room over here that's not used right now. So we'd love to see that happen. But in the meantime, we're going to try to keep the stats and coverage on all the local teams because, you know, that's something we know that there's a lot of interest in.
Right.
And so I'm happy that the guys are doing that. No. Thanks for doing your homework, Josh.
Yes, I did a lot of homework. Dylan reached out to me and said, hey, I'm not going to be there, and kind of left it open on the end.
Awesome.
And I'm thinking,
my show.
Yeah, right? Let's still do this because there is a ton of homework. I've got 3 pages of stuff, and then I've written in the margins everywhere else. I mean, so much happened over the weekend. There were only really one, maybe arguably 2 blowout games, but – the rest of them super neck and neck.
Very good challenging games.
Very challenging games. So if you went and watched a game somewhere Friday night, you probably saw a really good game. The point I was making earlier about the 4 teams, and this is kind of broad, and then we'll jump back into game by game. But the 4 teams that had kids with 4+ touchdowns. This first one. Trying to see who at West Point, Hunter Purcell, I believe is how he pronounced his last name.
I think so. Yep.
3 touchdowns for him. And then McNabb scored 3 touchdowns for Cold Springs. And then Matthew Dixon scored 3 times for Good Hope. And then of course Fairview had Dane Black had 4 touchdowns and then turned over because he plays both sides of the ball. Their quarterback plays both sides of the ball. That's crazy.
Nice.
He pulled down an interception in the first quarter, I believe. First half, I know, for Fairview in their win. No, yes, their win over Hansville. And I've got the notes on that one somewhere, but that was a super close game. I think at the first half, it was 8-6, and Hansville had the lead, and we saw a lot of games, almost all of them.
Tend to start out that way.
Yeah,
they all flipped.
Yep, a lot of comebacks. Matter of fact, like I said, I've got 3 pages. I'm trying to find
it's been kind of the comeback season. I mean, I remember hearing all about Coleman's comeback in week 1, mm-hmm. and then of course West Point's comeback. You know, just barely pulled it out.
Exactly. The 3-second.
One of the reasons that we picked them for our game of the week here in week 2, that's actually week 3 if you count 0 as 1.
Right.
Hope you followed that.
Yeah, I had a hard time with that. But, yeah, and still last week, Friday's game, Coleman and Mortimer Jordan, Doolin connected with Wallace, who were the combining 2 to win the game against Jasper. They still stuck with that formula in the Mortimer Jordan game, and that was super fun to watch because at any moment you're thinking, okay, they're going to connect some deep pass over the shoulder kind of miracle kind of stuff. And they did a couple of times, but it wasn't obviously to the grandeur that the Jasper game was. But the Addison Piedmont game was the Vinemont Faulkville game was the one I was thinking about with the comeback. They come out, I think, come out of the tunnel at halftime 12-11. Faulkville turns around and scores 2 more times on them, and then they start climbing in the fourth quarter. Score twice, Vinemont does, in the fourth quarter, but can't close the gap enough because they finish 32-28. So they go to 1-1 on the season as well.
But have they had just a little more time?
Right? Just a little bit more time. That's my thing. If they had recovered an onside kick somewhere.
It's pesky clocks.
I know. I don't even know if they went for onside kicks.
Speaking of clocks, we have a break here in about 2 minutes because I forgot to turn on the thing.
Oh, but, the other.
Should we go over the scoreboard for like last week and list all of the scores?
All of
and
them.
The winners
yes.
and stuff?
Yes, we should. If you've got that.
I think
up,
I can get that.
That will be neater than what I've got, but I can cover the ones that I have.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead with what I've got.
Yes, if you've got it.
So you've got Piedmont coming over Addison. We don't really cover them a whole lot, but it's a good place to start. 32
yes.
over 20.
Yep.
Cold Springs and Berry, another close one, 27-20. Cold Springs, the victor there. Of course, the game we covered, Mortimer Jordan defeated Coleman 18-16.
Right.
That was close. I mean, all of us were really hoping that Coleman was going to pull that one out. It just kind of got rained out on us. Fairview defeated Hansville 32-22. We've already been talking about that one. Good Hope, Priceville, that was not a real close game.
No.
Good Hope, 47, defeated Priceville 14. And then Holly Pond defeated Eider 36-13.
Yes, and those two are the only close to blowout games we had all weekend.
A few more here. Falkville defeated Vimont, like Josh was just saying, barely by the skin of their teeth, 32-28. Vimont really should have had that one if the clock just had a little more time.
Yep.
And the biggie that everyone talked about, of course, West Point knocked off Arab 27-26 with 3 seconds left in the game.
Yes, yes, another miracle game.
Yep. Well, all right, let's go to break real quick and thank all of our sponsors, and we'll come back with more prep talk here in just a little bit. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, and give me about 30 seconds to run back to the back room and hit the button.
Yes. So we're yeah, I'll keep talking while you're running. We're here Tuesday, 5 o'clock. Come and see us. And then Thursday, Sports Talk Live, we talk a little bit more on a national level. Two totally different guys. Great show. But you can find us Facebook Live. And we've got a telephone number, 737-9505. Give us a call. Let me know what you're thinking. We'll be back.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617. 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage. In MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Are you new to Live 95? Did you know Live 95 has a sports talk program? Check out what you've been missing.
We need to put out our own post.
That's, absolutely. It makes just as much sense. So there you go.
Oh, and Jeffrey Sullins texted in, I agree, Auburn should have scored way more than they did. 5 field goals in the red zone, so.
And that's defense, Ronnie, boys.
Ronnie, it's.
And you watch, pro football. Yeah. Do they not run up down the field? Yes, they do. What happens when they get inside the 20? A lot of field goals kicked.
A lot, but a lot of times they cash it in. Auburn should have been cashing them in.
Maybe they just didn't have
offense.
They just didn't have enough studs in the stable up front to get it done.
I have to agree. I got tired of watching field goals. I wanted them to run it on in.
They couldn't. They tried.
Playing too safe.
I mean, they just didn't quit.
Playing too safe. Playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
I tell you, they won't get an opportunity to put 44 up this year.
No, they won't. They will put 44 up.
They won't put more than 20.
I will bet you 4 steak dinners right now Auburn scores more than 20.
Nope, won't happen.
We got a bet.
We got it.
All right. I've got people listening as my witness.
Auburn will not score over 20 points this year against Alabama.
Randy, the music's playing. Means it's time for a break. I have just earned me 4 steak dinners. Compliments of Ronnie Barnes. So we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live.
Season 5. Wow! Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes are here each and every Thursday at 4 to discuss each week's games on Sports Talk Live, right here on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
And we're back. We are live here with the, what did we call this show again? Prep Talk? I said it earlier.
Prep Sports Live.
Prep Sports Live.
Yeah, I get confused too.
Man, that's tough. Anyways, we're having a blast doing it. And we are live on Facebook right now with a sweet, sweet camera feed of me staring at the stuff on my table. So, if you're anywhere near that, tune in on Facebook. You've just heard from our sponsors who gladly put us out on the sidelines every week. So special thank you to them. Special thank you to Coleman High School who had us out for the game of the week last week, Coleman and Mortimer Jordan. And special thanks to West Point who will put us out on their sideline next week in their bout against Hamilton. Hamilton, I know nothing about Hamilton's football team, so it'll be an interesting game. Then again, I knew nothing about Mortimer Jordan's football team, so that was an interesting game.
So Hamilton was a pretty wild game last year. Tommy Warhurst and Dylan and the rest of our crew covered that game, but we heard a promo from it quite a bit. Hamilton and Good Hope were very close last year, and Good Hope won it just by the skin of their teeth, like at the very end of the game. No. So Coleman football is pretty exciting, Coleman County football.
Like. Well, and I come from Blount County, and we don't have a lot of great teams from Blount County. Aniana City School won a state championship, I don't know, probably 15 or 20 years back now, and that was the closest we've ever come. I think Locust Fork, my alma mater, got close in the 90s, but that was now we're talking about whether or not I was born yet. So we won't go into that.
All right.
But like I've mentioned, West Point is the game of the week this week, and we'll be there Friday night. And we'll talk a little bit about their game. As I mentioned earlier, Hunter Persaul scored 3 touchdowns. This is his second week in a row to do that. That's huge. He's going to be one of those that we watch in the coming years to be on somebody's sideline in college. I really think so. But – like Jay said, seconds left, they throw a touchdown pass. It was top notch, 27-26 victory, and they came from way back to get that. I really enjoyed that. It's one of these things where historically I didn't go out and watch football, high school football games, because there were so many good ones going on all the time.
Right.
While at home, you know, with college level, while you're at home, you just flip through the channels and watch them all, and I can't watch them all from the sidelines. I hate that. But West Point defense, well, really the defense and the offense after the half is another one of those teams, kind of like we talked about Mortimer Jordan. Mortimer Jordan held Coleman to no points after the half. West Point did the exact same thing to Arab, right? So
that's one of the biggest challenges, I guess, in picking out a game of the week. Obviously, we want to cover a game that's going to be exciting.
Right.
We don't want to cover an absolute blowout. So we try to pick the games that we think are going to be better, but you really never know until you're there. I mean, obviously, kind of at the beginning of the year, they're all allegedly on a level playing field, although we all kind of know, you know, who's going to be a little better, who's going to be a little worse based on how they performed last year. But then, and I take Holly Pond as an example of this. I mean, you know, they were the punching bag for so many years. Didn't even know, win a game. And then last year they went, I think, almost undefeated, maybe even undefeated last year. Mm-hmm. It's like, where did this come from?
I think in the I want to say they were undefeated and then
into
lost
the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Who knows?
That's the excitement of covering football and watching football. You never know, you know, how all the knobs are going to move.
Yes, and I think for a lot of people, that's the attractive side to high school football is, you know, not even every 4 years, probably every 2 or 3 years, it completely changes. You know,
right.
You could have a state championship team this year and then not have anything next year because of the way that kids rotate out of there. Jeffrey Sullins is watching on Facebook Live, and I screen capped his picks last week, and I asked him if I could hold him to it, and so he did. He did pretty well. He went 5-3, and I can't say anything because my picks were atrocious. We'll take a second. We wrote down everything Dylan and I both called, and then Jeffrey happened to make the same calls on the other show.
Right, right. And I remember some of those picks that were not high school but college, and y'all screwed up so bad.
Yeah. I don't think I picked any of the college level stuff. But on the other show they did. Yep. And it's been a pretty tough week for college level. But
yeah, I'm sure we'll talk that out Thursday.
Oh, yes. And I watched those shows. I don't know if they know I watch those shows yet or not, but I do.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I had Hansville lost. Dylan's one up on me on that one. Dylan and I both picked Coleman, and we lost that one. Both of us did. I think, Jeffrey picked Coleman as well. I don't think anyone really saw that one coming, despite Mortimer Jordan mm-hmm. being strong.
I asked some people before we went in that game kind of what their opinion was,
yeah.
And several of them felt like it would be quite a challenge. But like you said with the picks, I don't think that they felt like it was a challenge that couldn't be handled.
And it's right, and it's not a common occurrence for Mortimer Jordan to come up and play. They're not part of the division or anything. So I think Dylan said in his broadcast that they had only met
like twice, maybe.
Well, yeah, and the last time was 2011. So there's really no way to tell.
No comparison, really. Right. Right.
And I think I mentioned in pregame that you know any group of kids can show up, and you know maybe somebody ate a bad Crispito at lunch, you know, and can't play to their greatest ability. But once again, maybe that's the draw. But you know, I picked Vinemont. So did Dylan. We got that one wrong. Let's see, Faulkville. Yeah, Jeff. That's where Jeffrey ran away on us. Jeffrey picked Faulkville against that one, and he picked Hansville. I think we all picked Hansville. Yeah. So I can't blast him for anything. So I have to own up to the fact that I was talking smack on Friday or on Thursday, and it didn't come through. But some of these other games. So now that we've talked about covered all the other stuff, we talked about Faulkville, Vinemont. We've talked about Coleman. We've now talked about West Point. The Hansville game, I didn't get a lot on, actually, the Hansville Fairview game, because like I said, we weren't there. But to see two teams go neck and neck so much was the common theme. Okay, the Good Hope Priceville game. Not sure what happened there, but it just ran away. My only note for that was ouch. Because the score was so bad. Matthew Dixon was another one of those kids that scored three times by himself. And that was in the first half. So they went up 28-7 at the halftime. And I was looking at that score. Jay, you were sitting next to me, but I was looking at that score, and it was just one of these things where it's like, oh, okay, you know, they're not coming back from that. But we looked at that on several different occasions. The ARAB-West Point game was the same way. Like, oh, there's no way they're coming back.
But they did.
But they did. Priceville did not, right?
Yeah.
What other notes have I got? That makes them, yep, Good Hope is another one of these teams that's undefeated. So I'm really interested to see how that pans out because unfortunately, a lot of these teams aren't in the same division. So you're not going to see any of them go head to head. But I have to look down at my schedule to know exactly what I think one or two of them are. Is it West Point and Holly Pond that are in the same division? Do you know?
Jim? That doesn't feel like it, because West Point is a much larger school than Holly Pond.
Oh, are they?
I think
they're 5A.
Although this changes like all the time. So
Holly Pond plays Locust Fork this year. Locust Fork just never stands a chance. I hate it for them. They had a winning season three years ago, and I remember it was the talk of the town that they went positive. And so it's nothing going to come good from my alma mater. But no, that's a bummer because I would really like to see. Somebody go at it. See, Cold Springs is 2A. Good Hope may be the only other one. West Point's 5A. Holly Pond's 3A. Let's see what Good Hope was. 2A. Gosh, why can I not keep these straight? 4A. They're literally each in a separate division. So that sucks because I would like to see how that evens out. But maybe that means that we'll have four undefeated teams by the end of the season.
Could be.
Anyways. So Holly Pond was the next on our list. Let me mark out some of these. That way I remember which ones we've gone over. Score twice in the fourth quarter. We talked about Falkville Vinemont.
Yeah, I think you've done pretty good about this last week. Maybe we should try to look at next week a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay.
If there's anything to look at.
Other than the schedule, no. There's
aside
not.
From what we know about the teams and how they performed. So.
Really, and 2 weeks in, because this is, I don't know why they do the week zero.
Like Jamboree week.
Right, because.
But they count. I mean, we look at that.
They totally
part
do.
Of the record.
They absolutely do. But no one starts actual division play until this coming week. So really, maybe week, quote unquote, three, week, literal three, week two.
Well, it's like the same thing with college football. They don't really play their other SEC people until about week three. So
that, this week, as part of the preview, you're going to see a lot of divisional or class play, how they call it here. Coleman will be facing off against Decatur. That's their first one for the division. There was one school on this list that actually played their division. No. Brewers, week two, quote unquote, is ARAB. On the 7th, so that's, is that Thursday? 5, 6, 7. No, that's Friday. So they just missed a week is what it is. So Brewers got ARAB. Maybe ARAB can recover from their loss. Good Hope plays Cordova. Cordova is a strong team. I've already heard that several other places.
Right.
And like I said, I'm a Coleman transplant, so I don't know anything about any of the football teams here.
But you're learning.
Yes, I am learning. And so in my studies, Cordova is going to be a tough one. So Good Hope Cordova is going to be one that we watch from the sidelines pretty strong come Friday night.
And we're not really the decision. You and I are not really the decision makers as to which games that we cover.
No.
Obviously, with the way West Point has been performing, you know, we're definitely looking at that being a really close game.
Yes, yes. And
but, I mean, you could see really close games from several teams in this county moving
forward. I think
forward.
We've got nine in the coverage area that we follow, and only four of them are now undefeated. I think that deserves them to be put in the top of the game of the week possibility.
Yep.
So I'm with you on that one. If we continue to have undefeated teams, that's where game of the week should go. So we're gonna watch Cordova Good Hope, see if Good Hope can continue their undefeated streak. The next one, Hansville, is going to be playing J.B. Pennington, another one in Blount County. I think out of our listenership, two of the schools are going to Blount County. There was a team, I think it's Cold Springs. They're going and playing Southeastern this week. That's another one just right at the edge of Blount County before you get into Jefferson County. That's at Southeastern. They're a very small school. They're an elementary school when I was young enough to be out that way. They're an elementary school that has just now graduated into a high school. I think this is their fourth or fifth senior class, and that's been it so far.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't think they've really set any roots in the football side of things. Super nice school, very nice facility, but not very strong. But nonetheless, we will follow that one because Cold Springs is on our watch list for being undefeated so far, and that's what interests me. Mm-hmm. When Dylan gets back, maybe he'll change things, but I'm sure he'll be interested in that as well. Let's look at the rest of the schedule here. Coleman's got Decatur. I mentioned that. Fairview's got Daughters of the American Revolution, and I had to ask, what is DAR again? But that's what it is. I don't know where it's at. Did Dylan say where it was? Or you say?
I don't think he did, but I remember a similar game last year where it was like the Church of something or other, Saint whatever, and we were like, huh?
Yeah, right. It's like Dar, and I don't know anything about Dar, but. So I don't know how Fairview will do against that. For them to come off that Hansville win, and Hansville being a strong team out of week one or week zero, whatever, that I'd like to think that the momentum swings with them. But I got a lot of picks wrong looking at it that way this last week, so what do I know? Jeffrey Sullins on Facebook commented that he has a son that plays for Coleman, so he always picks Coleman.
Okay.
You're playing favorites, Jeffrey. That's not how we play these games. No, I'm kidding. Great effort by Coleman. Don't let me belittle them at all. I have a tendency of being rather critical about these kind of things. But both teams gave it their all, and you could tell on Coleman's sideline. Like, they were invested until the very last play of the very last drive. I think Mortimer Jordan gets the ball back with 40-something seconds to go, and in everybody's mind, Mortimer Jordan's going to take a knee here and just run the clock. But Coleman defense lined up like it was going to be a run up the middle. I mean, they were ready to go. And that got a lot of respect from me just because, you know, kids at that age, if they don't think they can win it, they just throw it in. They throw in the towel on it. But these kids didn't give up, and that's pretty cool.
I had to figure out what I was talking about. So we covered a game that was West Point versus St. John Paul.
St. John Paul, where on earth is that?
I don't know. That was in our debut year. That was in 2014.
Oh, wow. So a little bit back.
Yeah.
So,
but I remember that far back.
But y'all have been doing the sideline stuff since then?
We did the first year. I'll give you a little background, actually. All right. So the radio station launched in April of 2014. And come about, July of 2014, I get an email from this guy that I have never heard of and never met named Tommy Warhurst. And he says, I'm going to do your play-by-play coverage for you.
Nice.
My response was, that's great. What play-by-play coverage? So Tommy came in and did the play-by-play for us the first year. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of prior experience. I think he covered UNA games about maybe half a decade ago or 10 years ago. Okay. He's actually from Blount County, too, I believe.
I didn't know that.
Around the Oneonta area. He knows the people that run the if you're down there, it's Oneonta. He knows the people that run that station.
Yeah.
The next year, actually, he was hired on as a PA announcer at Coleman High School because the former PA announcer, unfortunately, had passed away over the winter.
Yeah.
And so we did not do on-air coverage for a year or two. You would not believe the requests that we got to bring it back.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I just don't,
okay.
You know, I'd love to, but I don't know how to make that happen.
Right, go sports.
And then last year I was ambushed by this guy named Dylan Diemer, who said, you know, I could do that for you. So we gave him a chance to do it, and must go off and running with it again.
Excellent.
So that's... But people are happy that we're presenting it, you know. So that's a good thing. Sponsors are happy; they're giving us money. So.
Yeah, right. there's been a huge pickup on viewership and on sponsorship come football season. You really can't argue with that. I think for the Thursday, the first game at West Point and Fairview, they did the Sports Talk Live. Dylan and
right.
Christopher Greer did it live from West Point.
Yep.
And there were 850 views in the first hour?
Something like that.
It was an outrageous number.
Looking back historically, this is in 2014, and I'm trying to figure out the mentality behind how we covered games, you know, and what we did. So in 2014, we did Vinemont versus Lauderdale County. And then we did Coleman versus Russellville. Then we did Coleman versus Muscle Shoals. And then we did Coleman versus Decatur. Then we did West Point versus Russellville. Then we did Coleman versus Athens. Then we did Vinemont versus Cold Springs. West Point versus St. John Paul. Good Hope versus Oneonta. Vinemont versus Danville. Fairview versus Hanceville. And I just gave you those totally in reverse order.
Nice.
So, obviously, that was a good year for Coleman. We started covering them a lot. This was back in the debut year, 2014. But then the very last game that we covered was Vinemont versus Lauderdale County, so I'm assuming that was a playoff game. And then, like I said, we went to 2016. I'm gonna read them in the right order this time.
There you go.
Let's see. I'm sorry, 2017. We did not do football in
2016. Good. Yeah, this is probably 2014, 2015 year, and then the 2016, 2017.
So we opened with Hanceville versus Cold Springs. Then we did West Point versus Wilson, Fairview versus Corner, Good Hope versus Hamilton, Vinemont versus Fultondale, Holly Pond versus Asbury, Hanceville versus Susan Moore, Fairview versus Hayden, Vinemont versus Holly Pond, and wrapped it up with Holly Pond versus West Morgan. So as you can see, we try to get around the whole county. Yeah. You know, we try to cover, you know, the games that are doing the best. And like you said, we've got four teams that are just doing phenomenally well right now. So.
And that's so tough on us because, you know, usually if you've got one team that's, let's say Coleman is on fire this season and no one else is, well, okay, we go game of the week wherever Coleman goes, right? That's
right.
Super easy. But when you've got four teams in four different divisions and they're all playing phenomenally, it gets really tough to decide where we're going each week, whatever.
Yep.
Gives us a lot of options, but I'd rather just know, okay, we're going to follow.
It would be so much easier if everyone sucked and we had one good team.
Good team. Let's compile all the great players, which I don't think you could even do that because almost all of the star players on each one of these teams are quarterback. We've got tons of just really strong quarterbacks. And then, of course, wide receivers to go with them. But
and that's great because, obviously, it makes it more difficult for us to pick a game of the week. But so many schools are doing great, and that's really what we want to see. I mean, we would love for four teams to make the playoffs.
Oh, gosh, yes. That
especially
would be
in four different divisions, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, bring home four state titles.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right, let's go to a break. And,
yes,
then we'll come back and talk next week a little more.
Okay. So while Jay's running back to the booth back there, we have a telephone number. I would love for you to call and tell me that I don't know anything about sports. It's 256-737-9505. We're coming at you live from the Sauber Broadband Studio. We'll talk more local sports when we return.
Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you new to Live 95? Did you know Live 95 has a sports talk program? Check out what you've been missing.
We need to put out our own post.
That's absolutely. It makes just as much sense. So there you go.
Oh, and Jeffrey Sullins texted in, I agree, Auburn should have scored way more than they did. Five field goals in the red zone, so.
And that's defense,
Ronnie,
boys.
Ronnie, it's.
And you watch pro football.
Yeah.
Do they not run up down the field yesterday? What happens when they get inside the 20? There's a lot of field goals kicked.
A lot, but a lot of times they cash it in. Auburn should have been cashing them in.
Maybe they just didn't have – maybe
it wasn't defense, it was offense.
They just didn't have enough studs in the stable up front to get it done.
I have to agree. I got tired of watching field goals. I wanted them to run it on in.
They couldn't. They tried.
Playing too safe.
I mean, they just didn't quit.
Playing too safe. Playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
I tell you, they won't get an opportunity to put 44 up this year.
No, they won't. They will put 44 up.
They won't put more than 20.
I will bet you four steak dinners right now Auburn scores more than 20.
Nope, won't happen.
We got a bet.
We got it.
All right. I've got people listening as my witness.
Auburn will not score over 20 points this year against Alabama.
Ronnie, the music's playing. Means it's time for a break. I have just earned me four steak dinners. Compliments of Ronnie Barnes. So we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live.
Season 5. Wow. Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes are here each and every Thursday at 4 to discuss each week's games on Sports Talk Live, right here on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Sauber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Sauber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners.
You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today, or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
And we're back. Thanks a little bit to our sponsors that you just heard from. Enable us to keep the lights on over here and let me jab in front of a microphone for a little while. I surely do appreciate that. So,
hey, as I get ready to come back in there, go over one more time who those four players were and those four teams that scored all those touchdowns.
Yes, gladly so. So you've got Hunter Purcell. I feel like I'm butchering your name.
I think it's Purcell.
Purcell.
But I could be
sorry,
wrong.
Sorry, dude. No hard feelings.
I'm not an expert. I just own a radio station.
So he had he plays for West Point. He had three touchdowns, one including that last second touchdown. The next one is Calvin McNabb for Cold Springs in their big win. Let's see. Who was the other one? Matthew Dixon scored four times. To go back, Calvin McNabb had three touchdowns. Then you had Matthew Dixon, who actually scored four times, three in the first half and then once in the second half. That was when Good Hope, he plays for Good Hope, beat the drum on Priceville. And then the last one comes from Fairview, Dane Black. Dane Black, four touchdowns, and then he pulls in a interception for their own defense because their quarterback plays both sides of the ball. It blows my mind.
Do you think it's one of those situations, and I mean, the most sports I ever played was soccer.
Yeah.
And then I went into band, and band is a sport all by itself. But you know, when I played soccer, you know, you in basketball too, you know, you have these preferred players, the ones that you always knew would do something if you passed them the ball.
Right.
Do you think that's who these guys are? I mean, are they the star players on the team?
I think if you turn up stat numbers like that every week, and for these kids,
you see patterns.
Yeah, and I say kids lightly. Most of them are much larger than I am, despite me being a couple of years older. They're turning them out every week.
Yeah.
You look at like West Point's. That's two games in a row that he scores multiple. Let me get that just to double check. Yeah, this is 2 weeks in a row he scores multiple times. Like that. These are patterns, like you said. And I don't think any of that stops until they reach college level, right? And so they either get sick of it and don't play ball anymore or they keep on until you reach a professional level. I would love to see that. I want more Kullman names, more Kullman County names, out there on the big screen, you know, especially, you know, you watch like Fox Sports and they do the starting lineup and they say, you know, I'm so and so from whatever college, you know,
right.
You would love to hear them go, whatever that guy's name was, Hunter Purcell, West Point High School. Right. Yeah. You'd love to hear that. That's so much pride that comes out of that. But,
well, I do know that we've had several of those in the past. The Brett brothers from Kullman High School, they've made it to Alabama.
And that's pretty cool.
And had pretty good careers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Is either one of them playing pro? That's something I'll have to fact check for next week, Brett brothers. Okay. So, all right, brothers. So I remember to do that. We've got next week's schedule, and we'll run through it real quick. Good Hope plays Cordova. Cold Springs plays Southeastern, West Point and Hamilton, Holly Pond plays midfield. I got to see midfield several years back. Still a pretty strong team. And their band is awesome, for those of you that like the band.
Yeah.
Awesome band. Those years back, they had the dual...
drum majors.
Yes, thank you. With the staffs and the giant crown hats. It was something else. So midfield in Holly Pond. Coleman plays Decatur. Fairview plays Daughters of the American Revolution. Hanswell and J.B. Pennington down there in Blount County. That's at home for...
Well, let me ask you this. Hanswell. All right, so we're going to be covering West Point, and they're playing... Who did you say?
West Point plays Hamilton.
All right.
Last one on that list real quick. That way I can not come back to it. Vinemont plays Westbrook Christian.
Okay. So do we know how Hamilton's been performing this year?
No, not a clue.
Look it up on the site that I know that we use?
Yes.
Because it's all on the internet.
It is completely on the internet.
Just curious to know, you know, how they performed and, you know, the type of yardage that they've been showing up. And that will kind of tell you, you know, in general how the game's going. But it, of course, will not take into account, say, the defense of West Point. You know, will they be able to keep them bottled up, that type of stuff.
Right, right. Okay. So they play West Point.
She must be on a really fast internet connection over there. So.
Very fast internet. I piggybacked on somebody's Wi-Fi. Where is your schedule? Show me the schedule. Okay. Sorry for the silence there. I know that's thrilling radio and Facebook live stream. Okay. They beat Cordova last week. Okay, so they didn't have a game.
They were off 2 weeks ago.
They didn't have a game Friday.
Yeah.
So the very first game they played, they beat Cordova 33-0.
I don't know if you can... I'm assuming the teams are not similarly matched. I'm not sure you can gain anything from that information. But I wanted to look it up to get an idea, you know, of what we were going into. But, I mean, when you have a blowout like that, I mean, it's hard to take anything from it.
And I'm going to look at some of these stats just to see. Let me click on this game here.
I'm going to let you do that, and then I'm going to go prepare to take us into the news break.
Yes, so. Yes, because we're going to run out of time. But I reached out there to Jeffrey Sullins to hit me up with some of those scores. So maybe he'll see this. Wes Warren's out there too. Throw some scores in, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll keep track of them, and then we'll talk about them similar time next week, Tuesday at 5:00. But I'm still looking up those Hamilton Cordova. Yeah, I think, oh, it's going to make me sign in. Don't do this to me. Not on air. either way, yeah, it's going to make me sign in. Shoot. Okay, we won't worry about it. But it was non-conference game, whatever. They're in two different divisions because Cordova's actually playing Good Hope, and that's a divisional game. So you're probably right. Okay, so Cordova's 4A. West Point is 5A, which means Hamilton's 5A. So, yeah, not they're one division off. It probably wasn't a fair fight at all.
True.
But you see that they beat Cordova so hard that it's 33 unanswered points. So I'm going to say that translates well into that this is going to be a very close game. West Point has been able to, for 2 weeks in a row, have been able to get the train moving, get momentum behind them, running away with it. It's going to take quite a bit of force to stop these kids. They've gotten comfortable with success. They've gotten used to winning. So I don't see how they would take this week off. You know, spend 2 weeks.
Yep. Coming back to week one, you know, like I said, we were at that game. Yes. I didn't feel like that they felt at any time like they were really challenged. I mean, they kind of built up a pretty good lead early on. And then last week, of course, they came back from behind to win it. So,
okay. So I know I'm pressed on time. I'm going to run through my predictions real quick while the music plays. I'm going to say Good Hope. I'm going to say Cold Springs, West Point. I'm going to go out for Holly Pond. I think midfield's going to give them a hard time, but I'm going to venture out and say that Decatur will beat Coleman. Going to pick, I know, not a possible, not a very popular Yes, Fairview over DAR.
Just ran off all seven of our listeners.
I know. A handful. let's see. And then I'm going to pick who is that? I'm going to pick Vinemont over Westbrook Christian. But that's my picks. We'll get Dylan's picks as well, and I'll make him go through those before this week ends. Like I said, send them in. Thanks for joining us.
See what happens, and y'all come back Thursday for Sports Talk Live, and again Tuesday for more local talk. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Hurricane warnings issued for Mobile and Baldwin counties. Meteorologists are saying Tropical Storm Gordon's going to make landfall. Expected to be a Cat 1 hurricane. Isolated tornadoes, heavy rain, strong winds, all possible when it hits tonight.